תפילת החברים. בורא גדול.
Prayer of the friends.
אנו אסירי תודה להיפגש כאן.
Great Creator. We are grateful to gather here. Strengthen our faith so that together we can overcome our egos that prevent us from revealing your light and feeling your love in our hearts. Strengthening with there is no one else besides him.
Yes, in light of all of the external and internal conditions, we should especially be connected between us and grow stronger, all of us, around there is none else besides him. Awaken our connection with the single force of nature and that he will help us and will give us the mind and feeling and strength and the opportunity to be in an increasing connection and in this way to advance onwards more and more towards the complete correction of the whole world. And this is why we will read about it now in the lesson.
Excerpt number 10 from our excerpt on strengthening ourselves with there is none else besides him. Bala Sulam. One must always try to adhere to the Creator. Namely, that all his thoughts will be about him. That is to say, even if he is in the worst state, from which there cannot be a greater decline, he should not leave his domain. Namely, that there is another authority that prevents him from entering the Kedusha that can bring benefit or harm. That is, he must not think that there is a force of the Sitra Acha, the other side, that does not let a person do good deeds and walk in the ways of the Creator. Rather, all is done by the Creator.
We, in our world, understand that there are two forces, plus and minus, the good force and the bad force, in all the different states. This isn't so in truth. In truth, there is no bad force so that there is something that is against the Creator, but rather there is none else besides him. This is the meaning of there is none else besides him, that there is no force which is opposite the Creator, but rather everything that is happening is only from a single force, from the side of the Creator. And everything that he does it only in order for us to come closer to him. In spite of this bad force, which he also manages. So it turns out that seemingly two forces come out of the Creator. But do not think that these two forces mean that there is a good Creator and a bad Creator, but rather simply that same force that works on us in a bad way, it's our ego, the ego within us. And so we need to distinguish inside of ourselves between the good force that we can draw from the Creator so that it will rule us. And if not, then the bad force will rule us. As the Creator says, I created the evil inclination. And this is our work. All the time, in each and every state, to try to detect that there is only one force in the world. And opposite this force, there is our ego, which doesn't let us to be adhered to the good.
Что это за состояние, когда все мысли о Творце, все мысли человека о Творце? Вот что это за состояние такое? Как к нему прийти?
All of a person's thoughts are from the Creator. How to reach such a state?
Это состояние, когда человек полностью отождествляет себя с природой.
A state in which a person completely identifies with nature in which we all exist, that there is nothing else besides the single nature, the single force of nature, and it convinces us gradually that only this force exists. And so, in order for us to be directed towards him in a precise manner, this nature, that is the Creator, also creates forces that are the opposite of it. He seemingly plays with us. In that seemingly it seems to us that there are other forces. And we must constantly establish ourselves so that we are directed towards the only force of creation, the force of the Creator.
When there's some kind of antagonism or something against the Creator,
страшно, когда просто
the force of the Creator and what is in contrast to it, then you can be in contact with the Creator. What's scary is that without any coping with it, then this force, the connection just dissipates, it disappears, and you forget that it was even there. How to make all your thoughts about the Creator?
This, in principle, is our work. This is our work. We have to constantly direct ourselves towards that one unique force of the Creator that governs everything, that does everything inside of us, that creates and arranges all of our thoughts and desires, everything.
Не забывает, не теряет связь с Творцом. Все время он находится.
There are such states that a person he doesn't forget about connection with the Creator. He is constantly in contact with Him in every thought, in every desire.
That is the complete providence. When a person reaches the complete, full providence of the Creator, then he is already with Him in a state of complete unity, a state of adhesion. But this is something that we have to attain gradually, bit by bit, through building inside of us all of these systems of knowing and feeling and the definitions, so that only the Creator is what appears, is what exists before you.
Today we will go out to our day. If you can advise to us how to not fall from this, how to connect every thought to the Creator.
The most important thing is for us to calibrate ourselves. And in order to calibrate ourselves towards the Creator, we have to depict ourselves every moment, all the time, that you are governed by Him. You are governed by Him. He controls you completely. And there are no other thoughts or other feelings or other desires. Nothing happens inside of you independently from within you. But rather, all of this only stems out of the fact that the Creator is inside of you. In truth, this is how it is. But you have to unite with this, to connect with this. And the connection, the unity with this force of the Creator inside of you, this is our goal, to gradually discover Him inside of us, so much so that besides Him, you will not feel. We know that the most effective means or vessel in reality is the ten. So how can we feel that on the one hand, let's call it the noises on the outside are growing stronger, on the other hand, also the work in the ten becomes much stronger? So how do we use the ten such that our perception will change? Our perception will change only according to how much we direct ourselves. So we have the friends. If all the friends think about the force of bestowal inside of the ten, then we, by that, prepare ourselves to be in there is none else besides him. And this is how we discover the Creator. One individual cannot discover him. Two, maybe. But indeed, if there are ten, it's optimal. If these ten think in that way, this is how they are directed to discover the Creator in the mutual force between them. It has
I wanted to ask, we just read that even in the worst possible state, he shouldn't say that there's another authority, he shouldn't leave his authority. What does it mean to not leave his domain?
To constantly always be connected with that same upper force, which is the source of all of the deeds, actions, thoughts, and everything depends only on him.
But if you see that you can't be in that all the time,
then you have friends with a group thought. Each one can hold himself directed to the Creator.
If you see all these things in life and you're not able to relate it to the Creator, then what's the cause? When do you succeed and when do you not succeed?
When you disconnect from the ten, you are already in the free air. Then, of course, you get all kinds of thoughts from the world, from the environment, and they throw you from one end to the other. But if you are connected to the ten, and all in all, in the ten, there is this willingness, this knowledge, this direction, this effort to think only about the fact that there is none else besides him, then all of the disturbances only direct the ten to how to be even more adhered to each other. This is how they quickly attain the goal, that they all connect in the goal, which is the Creator.
He writes here that all his thoughts will be about him. What does it mean that the thoughts are about the Creator?
There is none else besides him, good and doing good, that he alone did, does, and will do all the deeds, that he is the one who operates for the better, or, God forbid, as in what seems to us as bad, and we should always have a grip on him.
Clear. Another question. Yesterday I spoke to a friend and he was really he was sorry for not being able to justify the Creator for everything that's happening now. How can we help a friend succeed in justifying the Creator in everything he sees now?
Well, if it's a friend who is one of ours, then he simply needs to hear, to learn what we are learning, to be together with us. If he's someone who is not one of ours, then it's very difficult to explain it.
Our friend.
One of our friends. then he has only one problem, to be more connected to his ten. That's it, because in the ten, which is more or less corrected, advancing towards the purpose of life, he has what to hold on to. He connects with his friends, and together, all of us, each one shall help his friend, they all hold on to the Creator. And then the forces of separation that the Creator operates deliberately, they cannot tear us apart, disconnect us, either the person or his group, from the Creator. Even though they have to fight, they have to grow stronger. But the Creator, on his side, he also elevates the forces of separation in order to always give them an opportunity to be, to get stronger.
So the entire perception of there is none else besides him, it sounds like it all depends on his ten, not on him, to what extent he's connected to them.
That's true, yes. An individual person by himself cannot do it. A person can only connect to the ten, become incorporated in them, and in this way to go forward.
Not felt.
The Creator is not felt because you do not feel. You do not feel the necessity for this force that is holding you together. It is the Creator. Without the Creator, you don't have a group. You don't have anything. You need to realize that only there is none else besides him is what builds the feeling of reality for you, in which you exist.
Good morning, dear Rav.
Morning.
To discover, to feel there is none else besides him, we have to think about him. Does it mean to think about our ten, or this is above it?
Not only about the ten. About the force that holds the ten together, the inner force in the ten, the force that is above the ten, that pulls it to the spiritual state.
Thank you.
This is what we need.
Mark 4.
Rav, вот есть такое противоречие. Уверенность в Творце не в том, что Он сделает что-то, а что Он делает самое лучшее для нас. Так для чего нужна молитва? Ведь уверенность в Творце — это и есть молитва.
Do we need a prayer from? For the confidence in the Creator is already prayer.
Потому что это расширяет твои чувства.
How to? We need to ask from the Creator because it expands your vessels of perception, your senses, and you have to take care of that. Be concerned with it. This is why the Creator places before you deliberately such conditions from which you are unable to come out by yourself. You can't come out by yourself, but you are, rather you have to ask of him.
Yes.
How should we practically advance through a disturbance?
You have to connect with your friends in a common yearning to turn to the Creator and to beg before him, to ask that he will raise us to him.
Эти мнения должны объединиться и поддерживать друг друга.
Ask the friends. As soon as we scrutinize the prayer, each one has their own opinion.
These views must connect between.
Рав, איך אנחנו בעצם גורמים לעצמנו לתת לבורא לשלוט כל הזמן?
בזה שאתה.
How can we make ourselves let the Creator be always in dominance?
By vacating yourself altogether, making your ego become zero, and giving the Creator the permission to control the whole world and you. This is how you depict the situation that there is.
An be an Yaradan'ı övmeli ve ondan talep etmeliyiz. Kişi bu etkileşimi nereden alacak? Yani bu başlangıç start noktası nedir? Değerli Rav.
Rav Shalom. Rav Yekar Shalom.
Dear Rav, hello. A person always needs to curse the Creator and be in constant demand. Where does he get the connection between these two things? Where can I, from what point can I start working?
By connecting with the friends in the ten. Each one must have a ten, his small group, and he should constantly be directed to being together with them. And from the connection between them that they build, they direct themselves to the Creator. They want that the Creator will be revealed inside of them.
Latin 1.
Raf, ¿cómo vencemos el instinto de querer desconcentrarse en que existen otras fuerzas? Citrajra.
We can beat our instinct to want to separate and to feel that there are additional forces.
We have to hold each other inside the group. We have to keep this wrapping of the group. This is called each one shall help his friend. Only to the connection, and that as much as possible we will have the feeling of closeness, adhesion with each other, until we will feel that all of us are in a system of connection in our heart, in our mind, in all of our emotions, in all of our nerves, that we are truly as if in a single body.
Moscow 6.
Спасибо, Раф. А что значит возобновлять отношения с Творцом?
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean to renew our relationships with the Creator?
That I feel myself, when I feel myself in a new state, I need to turn to the Creator once again and feel that there is none else besides Him. And this is how I should advance from wanting to discover that there is none else besides Him. I have to renew my relation with the friends once again, strengthen my connection with them, and to go forward this way. All in all, we have 3 points. Me, the Creator, and the group. And I have to constantly try to see them together, all of us in a single desire, with a single purpose, a single action. And all the time to be concerned about them.
On the request for the correction of the kli.
We have to focus on the request for the correction of the kli, so that from that we give contentment to the Creator. This should be the formula, the complete sentence to connect between us in order to give the Creator contentment by that. Consider as a success. If even today I am directed towards the Creator, I want to connect with Him after, let's say, 20 years of our efforts, and I nevertheless want to reach Him and be connected with Him, then is that success or not? In my eyes, it is a great success that I did not exit. I do not leave to those people who are outside of the inclination to the Creator, that I nevertheless want to reach adhesion with Him. And this is why I can say about myself that I'm nevertheless successful. In what? In that the Creator is holding me on the way to Him. When we enter new sites in order to become updated about the situation, what should we look for there in order to nourish our prayers with the right efficiency?
I don't know. I don't go into the new sites.
I don't know.
And I don't aim myself then from all these things. What I hear a little bit is by going to the internet and reading the headlines. And according to that, that's enough for me. All the rest is already to be connected to the group, to our old group, and to ask from the Creator to bring us closer towards truth.
And the updates you read, they don't influence you? You don't make any connection between what you read, what's happening on the outside, and your inner work in spirituality?
No, no. I see things are changing like it should be in such times. But it's not working on me, because I know that there has to be a soul directed towards the correct goal to connect with the rest of the souls, connect with a Creator that stabilizes them and fulfills them. And that is our goal upon all the external conditions. That is all.
Beseder. Okay. Woman app free.
Thank you, Rav. We learn that we have to connect between us in order to give the Creator contentment. But does contentment to the Creator change the negative situation into a positive situation?
Yes, of course.
If we want to bestow contentment upon the Creator, then we are already in the Creator with equivalence of form, that for Him it's to constantly bring us towards good states. And then we, with Him, come closer and reach a state that actually we fulfill Him and He fulfills us.
What matters or what changes is our perception, right?
Yes, of course, we are along the way, we change our perception.
Sorry, anyone, did you say something?
Rav, I wanted to ask about the order of the work with the picture of reality. In the excerpt we read now, excerpt number 10, the last sentence by Bala Sulam is rather, it is all done by the Creator. So in terms of working with the image of reality, here in Israel on Shabbat, we received a blow that has never occurred before, a terrible massacre that only from one moment to the next we realize what happened. That's the image of reality.
Right.
Next, what should I do with it now? Should I tell myself it was done by the Creator?
Besides him?
So please arrange me. What's the correct order, the sequence of relating to it? I have this terrible picture. What next?
The same people that want to come closer to the Creator, to open up the attitude towards Him, like from the Creator to the created being and from the created being to the Creator, they don't see any other reason, any other cause other than the Creator. That's one thing. Second, when the Creator does things that can seem to us as horrific, and He does that, there is none else besides Him.
A person
should say that it all comes from the Creator and it's all for good. That's all.
The last sentence, say that the Creator does everything and it is all for the good, for the better.
Yes, also that is for the better, for good. That's why when we receive a blow, we need to identify that the blow comes to us because we didn't prepare ourselves for the degree of this blow, and that is why we feel it. On the one hand, and on the other hand, we need to reach a state that we're willing to thank the Creator for everything He did, even for the worst possible things, that it all came for our benefit. And our goal, our purpose in each and every strike is to rise above this blow, this towards the same hand which is giving these blows.
What does it mean to rise to this hand that strikes us?
To kiss the hand. Just as you would if you would receive only goodness from it. So you need to be grateful for the bad as for the good.
Why?
Because it only seems to you as bad, but really it is good.
You
feel bad because there isn't equivalence of form between the Creator and
the feeling that it comes from Him is possible, it is felt, but it's not clear why in such a way.
No,
we can't feel the Creator while we receive blows. That is the contradiction between what the Creator does and what a person feels. And then a person is distant from the Creator. But still, we need to determine that the worst possible things, they also come from the Creator, and they only go through our uncorrected qualities, and that is why they seem so bad.
But this means that it's impossible to ascend before the good is revealed. We can't rise to the next degree. It has to be revealed as good.
Yes, but you need to try even when, if you're in a state that you feel bad, we can nevertheless feel that we're receiving it from the Creator, and that is why it's good.
There's a question about that, Rav. I, for example, feel, you said once about what's happening in the Ukraine, not them, not the reward. I have a problem advancing in such a way. It's difficult for me to accept such an advancement where we or I need to advance when the Creator is showing me such things. Why should I advance with such a calculation, such a way? What to do with this feeling?
Because you haven't corrected your vessel, that's why you feel that way.
But if I now have to accept that it comes from him, if let's say I look at my group, I see my group, my 10, the whole of neighborhood making every possible effort, and I can actually ascribe the change in the world. It's really felt like new vessels in the whole world. The world becomes, appears to be smaller. Everyone is really in the same feeling, the same thought, that it's closer. So I see that it is our work. Why the next degree is always revealed in a way that is so bad? Is it possible for it to be different? Does it have to be this way and not any other way?
It can't be any other way. The next degree is in, it's always with a larger ego. You raise yourself on the mountain. And as much as you are closer and closer to the peak, you will feel more and more how the disturbances are more and more severe. You will need to justify them. And as Rabash said,
kiss the stick.
Yeah, to kiss the stick, for example.
Or the belt.
Or the belt. You'll have to know from all these states that this is correction, that it's all only corrections.
It happens to me, and I feel it on myself. I understand it, but the bad that I feel is not personally mine. It's not within my personal will to receive that I feel it. I see other people. I see a world that is suffering, troubles, and pain. It's not about me. Seemingly, it's not really about me.
It's on you if you feel.
But this identification with the general pain, with the general suffering, it's endless. There's endless pains and it never ends, this thing. So from one degree to the next, you're saying it will grow, the manifestation, the appearance of these pains.
Right.
So shouldn't we expect in this world that it will appear nicer before the end of correction, but rather it always becomes worse and worse?
We see that it's worse. I don't think that these blows, what we feel now, are in fact worse than blows that we have seen in the past. But only we are accepting it this way. Because they're becoming more sensitive, more demanding. But in truth, the blows themselves can be very, very small even. And if you would compare between them and what you got in the past, there's nothing to compare.
I can agree with this very much, Rav, but first of all, the general feeling of a people is what determines, not the magnitude of the event.
We see how even the world doesn't want to even get a little blow. Now, immediately the world jumps up and what can you do? We accordingly need to develop a system of explanation also for ourselves
that everything that we feel is in order to bring ourselves towards correction. I don't think so. I think we are still in a state that if externality will be good, we will continue wanting to reach adhesion to the Creator in the same way as without sufferings. We need these blows. No doubt.
Sorry, Rav, I feel how much we're truly advancing out of it, but I come back to the first point. I'm just sharing that it hurts me that we're advancing, that the Creator has to advance us in such a way and not in a good way. It's not clear if there is another way to move this will to receive forward. Without this addition, indeed, it would be very difficult to wake up. I see friends who get very much into the work and they devote themselves very much, but does it have to be this way?
I think that now needs to be the time that we need to explain, mainly on the internet, in all languages, how we need to respond to what's happening in our world, in our time between us, that everyone will come closer to this opinion, and by that we will mitigate.
Can I continue?
Yes.
Which view would you like the world to get closer to?
That we, through the connection between us, can influence the upper force, that it will aim us more precisely towards correction.
Something which is very advanced. It requires
No. Not the sentence I just said. But in a short explanation, people can, if not even comprehend it, then accept it as some kind of mantra, that this is how it works.
Accept it as a mantra. This means that
if they try and think that way, or to talk, or to do, it will influence for the better.
This means that connection between the hearts is what changes our fate and the way that nature works on us. Rav, listen, I hear you saying that we need these blows. Can you explain to me why?
Because less than blows, you don't feel.
In such a way?
That I said.
What is the rudimentary reason for the blows? At least I felt that seemingly we went back to the days of the Holocaust. Just amazing what happened there. It's unbelievable.
I don't like your stories. Do something instead of talking.
You're saying, do something. What should I do? 1,000 people died. They found bodies. And,
I don't want to hear, I told you. I don't want to hear. You need to do something in order for this to not happen. Now you'll start asking, why do I need, and what exactly do I need, and why and this? I don't want to talk to you. Simple as that. You need to do. Inside, in yourself, you need to demand corrections from the Creator, that you want to be better. Connect with the friends to such an extent
that
be in one heart, and you'll be able to influence the world so that the world will advance in a good direction, possibly even to the sensation of the next world, the Olam Haba. and not to weep and bring all your problems, all your complaints. Why isn't this like that, and why isn't this like that? It will never be like that.
Tel Aviv 4.
We have to ask that the war will end, or not to ask for it.
The war will end or not depends not on us, but on the Creator.
Not Bibi
or Abu Mazen or whoever's there. Nasrallah. It depends only on the Creator. And the Creator will stop the war or not stop the war. It depends to what extent we do the actions that when the war is upon us, that the actions that we will do. The Creator intends that by feeling this threat, this fear, this pain, and so on, that through all of these negative emotions, we will want to be more connected, closer to one another. If we will do that, good. We'll be good. If we won't do that, then we'll need to get more blows. That's all. Blows can be from the smallest possible thing that a person doesn't succeed in according to his understanding in life. Until the very high levels of suffering, God forbid. Just like he writes, and after we've become witnesses in our time. Remember?
Yes, at the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar.
Right in the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar. So we need only to unite, period.
That is why
I ask everyone who can to write responsibly on all the internet lines how we accept our job, our role during the war.
Скажите, пожалуйста, какие должны быть действия, чтобы почувствовать глубину?
Please tell us what should be our actions in order to feel the depth of the connection in the tent.
Они же приводят нас к ощущению объединения.
Actions of connection are what bring us to the feeling of connection.
И так далее.
To the feeling of the size and depth of this connection, and so on. We do not need anything else other than connection between us.
How is it manifested, this, the depth of this connection between us?
That's
what I can't explain. When you feel connection with someone, you can somehow feel, sense, measure that connection. It's like holding on to it in your hands. That's how it should be. It should be such. Carmiel.
Are the states of the next degree. So the question comes up, what is the difference between the path of in its time and the path of hastening for us?
The difference is the person. To the extent he identifies with the actions of the Creator, that they all bring him only towards goodness. That's the difference between in its due time and the accelerated path.
Is there a chance that we are advancing in a true form of hastening and we will feel that the path is all beautiful and it comes from the Creator?
That depends on what extent you are connected with the friends and you together receive these blows as a gift from the Creator.
That's in order to not scatter all in directions. How to tell the shocked nation of Israel that everything is for the good?
Very, very gently.
It
really is. We need to build the order of explanation in such a way, even over a page or two, but that it will be really in a logical way, good, connected, and so that each person in the nation will be able to agree.
What would you start with?
Need to think. It needs to be touching.
People feel bad. And somehow we have to convince them with a lot of consideration that it's good, that it's for their benefit what's happening.
On the condition that we will correctly use the state.
How to use this state correctly, this difficult state?
Only if we'll know how to connect between us.
When you have a short time to explain, you can put a lot of words down, but in the end, people want short messages. What can the Kabbalah say about the state?
That if you connect to a 10 and you want to connect to the 10, the upper force, then you succeed in a way that the upper force influences the 10, and the 10 can then rise to the upper force.
So they're not exactly intense. Even our friends studying for years are finding it hard to get that message and justify the state, even running to physical actions and to... So I'm trying to think how to turn to a whole nation. How do you explain it? What's important in such times?
In such tough times, only to explain that it's all for the better. The Creator only makes orders, commands that drive our progress.
Do we have to tell the nations that they're guilty, that they brought this upon themselves?
Well, it's certain that as we did things in a way that's incomplete, now in order to complete that, we are suffering blows.
What did we do in an incomplete way?
The connections between us. What else there is to do? What are you asking? Listen to what you're asking. You keep asking and asking about the same thing. As if you know, you're not hearing that only connection is needed.
Last question. What will bring hope to the people of Israel?
Our hope is the Creator. That the fact that we are governed by Him, then the hope is that He won't let us go, won't leave us, whether it's in a good way or in something less than good, but He'll accompany us until the final correction, which is the connection between us, all of us, and Him.
Граф, вот вы сказали, что сила удара, она зависит не от его величины, а от чувствительности.
You said that the intensity of the blow doesn't depend on its size, but on person's sensitivity. So the question is, towards the news we hear, I can just read the headlines and read a certain influence, or I can read deeper and see maybe more things. So my demand for connection will be stronger. Or I can ignore it all. I cannot read the news. I can only focus on working in the ten. And that's a completely different sensitivity. So that depends on me. Accordingly, I can change my sensitivity. So what's the right balance? How much should I go deep into all these things?
Delve into it to the extent that you can aim yourself by that precisely towards the purpose of creation, which is to connect to all of humanity and the Creator into a single whole.
Is it right to say that as long as a person can sink in the news and go deep in them, as much as he can use it as a connection with the ten, it's worthwhile. And if it just conquers him and he falls into the corporeal perception of reality, so it's worthless. Can you say that? Creator. So what are we expecting from them?
We have to explain to each and every one as much as possible in a correct way through easy absorption that our entire work is to be connected between us. By that, we get closer to the Creator and He influences us with His force, and then everything falls into place.
The explanation has to include the Creator?
Well, it's a problem. Where do you stop? And then where does the reader stop with you? And it's as if something's missing in the explanation. Without the upper force, you cannot explain the entire system. You understand? That's a problem.
And if the upper force sounds religious for me, so why that's I don't use it?
So no, not upper force. Use it maybe in some other way, give it some introduction and call it nature.
And you're saying that's the degree that we have to reach in our explanation. Otherwise, if we just talk about connection and good deeds that people are doing and they're volunteering, it's not enough.
Right.
Solidarity isn't enough.
No, solidarity has no power. Where did you see power in solidarity?
Where is there force?
Only in the Creator.
What should people feel? What is the degree people have to understand that there is a force and beyond that it's not enough?
When they all connect as one heart.
What does that mean to a regular person in Israel?
Each one feels himself that he's truly connected to the heart of the other, and thus all the hearts are connected together so as to reveal the one force.
Arashayim chayivim litgalot.
The wicked ones, the evil has to be revealed. To begin with, the Creator says, I created the evil inclination, and I created for it the Torah as a spice. The Torah is the upper light that corrects the evil inclination and transforms it to good. Therefore, we have to always try to make actions towards the good inclination, connection, mutual bestowal, yearning towards the Creator to resemble the Creator, and see how incapable we are, and ask the Creator to make it so, make this action for us of getting closer to the Creator, right? And this way, each time we walk and fall and walk and fall, just like little kids or toddlers that learn how to walk. That's it. And that's how we'll advance. And you'll see that soon we will complete this sort of box. It's called the quota of the effort, the labor, and the Creator will open to us the upper world and all of our opportunities to